The most frequent task performed by Levitical priests at the temple was the offering and presenting of sacrifices to God. These included sacrifices for atonement, thanksgiving, fellowship, and other purposes. Sadly, Christians often think that the sacrificial system focused entirely on God's anger with human sin. But Scripture repeatedly points to the sacrificial system as evidence of God's kindness and compassion. How did the Old Testament sacrificial system demonstrate God's mercy?
The God of the Old Testament is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I think that within the life of the church, there can often be this understanding, a bad understanding of the God of the Old Testament is sort of law, and he's mean. And then the God of the New Testament is where we find grace and mercy. And that actually is a very poor schema when one recognizes that even built into the Old Testament itself is the gracious character of God. God does take sin seriously, and we see this through the life of Israel's history. We see it in their sacrificial system as well. But what we see, I think, in the Old Testament, in the prophetic tradition, and in Israel's cultic worshiping life, is that God's no of judgment is never his final word. His yes of grace is. So even though there was sin and there was breaking of the law in the Old Testament, God had built into the Old Testament a sacrificial system so that grace was even present there. And we know that all of that ultimately witnessed and anticipated the coming one who would be the final sacrifice for all humanity and for all time.
The sacrificial system of the Old Testament shows that God is merciful and compassionate to his people. I think God wanted the people to have a tangible, concrete sign of being forgiven. In addition to this, I think the sacrificial system in the Old Testament shows God's mercy, because that system was the shadow for what was going to happen in the New Testament, when Jesus Christ offered himself as God's greatest sacrifice. And by doing that, he showed God's greatest mercy to mankind.